Jericho and was passing through,
a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus.
He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore tree, fig tree, to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because of this man too. He's the son of Abraham.
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He's always good. We're going to be blessed from this story of Zacchaeus. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready to be blessed?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. 그 다음 보여 주시. 나우 Zacchaeus was passing through a city named called Jericho. Now, Jericho means land that has been cursed. Now, the land, cursed land, started in the book of Genesis. When Adam, when he sinned against God, God said the land has been cursed. As soon as Adam sinned, okay, the land was cursed. So the land we are living now is actually cursed by God. Okay? Because of sin. Now, there are many situations where we can easily identify that a sinner are living in full of this cursed land. Okay? There are many situations where we can easily spot it, and we can easily say, "Ah, truly, this happens because we are cursed." There's a difference between Jericho. I want to compare now. This difference between Jericho and Garden of Eden. What is Garden of Eden? That was paradise. That was before Adam committed sin. Before Adam committed sin, Adam lived in Garden of Eden. And that was a symbol for the paradise, the New Jerusalem. So in the Garden of Eden, there was no sin. Okay, and there was no curse. Curse came after sin came. Okay, because of sin, curse came. So the land has been cursed. Now, just Jericho means the land that has been cursed. So, how do we know that people have been condemned? How do we know? Okay, look at the cloth we wear. Okay, you wear nice cloth. Very nice cloth. I thought that was a Vietnamese and this is a Pakistan, right? Yeah, Pakistan? Okay. So you wear very nice clothes. Guess what? In Garden of Eden, was there cloth or no cloth?
No cloth.
No cloth. Before sin came in, okay, men were naked and there was no shame. You see, shame came after sin came. So Garden of Eden, there's no cloth. So now we have clothes, that means what? This is the result of sin, cursed. You understand? You know, there are big fashions in Korea now. There are big fashions. You're talking about K-pop, Korea number one, right? Big fashions. They wear many styles of clothing and young people love K-pop. But you have to know one thing. All this cloth is a result of the land has been cursed. You understand? So we have to realize, before we realize how gospel is good news, how God is loving and He's so wonderful, in order for us to experience God who is amazing, amazingly loving us, we need to realize how cursed we were. Okay? So Jericho is a place where it means it has been cursed, and Zacchaeus is passing through. So we have to understand that where Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus Christ is coming toward Jericho means He is coming to a place that has been cursed. Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth, the earth that has been cursed. You see? Jesus is not coming to the place where is loving is there, where is kindness is there, where life is there. No. Jesus is coming to an earth, the world that has been cursed. That's a good news. You know why Jesus Christ came to this earth, the land that has been cursed? Because He will take that curse away.
Amen.
And He will put it on Himself on the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. And those who believe in Jesus Christ, now there is no more curse. There is no more condemnation. Hallelujah. Amen. Because Jesus Christ took it away.
Amen.
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 So I share with you example. This clothing is a sign that man has been cursed before. What about disease? Garden of Eden. Was there any disease? No. Disease is also after sin. So people get sick. Why? Because this land has been cursed. Okay? How about death? The last curse on this earth is death. Garden of Eden, there was no death. Death came as a result of sin. We are living in this earth that has been cursed because of sin. But praise the Lord, in Christ, there's Garden of Eden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning, we can live cloth-free, disease-free life. Hallelujah. We can live death-free life. Amen?
Amen.
We can live all this worry-free life.
Amen.
In Christ is Garden of Eden. Although our body is living on this earth, in our spirit, there is no worry, there is no anxiety, there is no fear, there is no worry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so it's a good news that Jesus Christ is coming, passing through Jericho. And He is even passing now, right now. He's passing through. I pray that you become Zacchaeus today, and you recognize Jesus Christ is passing through here, and you will, like Zacchaeus, climb up to the sycamore tree and Jesus Christ will find you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that will happen this afternoon. Now, second point. There was a Zacchaeus and he was a chief
tax collector.
And he was wealthy. He was not just a tax collector. Bible says he is a what?
Chief.
So, among those tax collectors, there were many tax collectors, right? But he was a chief. So, he has a position. He's a chief. Okay? He has a position, he has authority, and he had money. Now, he had power, he had money, but Zacchaeus was not satisfied. I say that again. He had a power, he had a money, he had a position, but his life was not content. His life was dissatisfied. I remember, Imran, you did the skit. Remember last Sunday? You did the skit, right? And what did you say? You were drunk. You're a very good actor. Did you study acting? You're like, what did you say? I am not happy. What did you say?
I have no peace.
Huh?
No peace.
I have no peace. I think you were there or who were there? You work together? Sondos?
Bator.
Oh, Bator. Bator? I think you have to be here then. I have no peace.
Why?
That was very good.
I'm satisfied with my... I don't want to.
So chief, tax collector, and wealthy. See? The money and the pleasures and the position in this world cannot satisfy you. Now, Jesus knew that the money and the power cannot satisfy this Zacchaeus. How about you, my friends? Now look at me. Look at me, brother and sister. Do you know that the money cannot satisfy you?
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes.
Huh? Maybe some of you are thinking, Pastor Paul, what are you talking about? I am here to earn money. Give your money to me then. You may be thinking like but I'm telling you, even if you become rich, you're not going to be satisfied.
Amen.
You understand? It's like this. You know Korean money? 1,000원 is $1, right? So you have 1,000원. As soon as you get 1,000원, you want to what? Have what? 1,000,000. You're not satisfied with 1,000원. Your desire is more. I want to have 1,000,000. As soon as you have 1,000,000, you're gonna have more desire, right? Yeah. What do you say? 5,000,000. Give me 5,000,000. Somebody has 5,000,000짜리? Give me. 5,000,000. 보면서 해도 신나는데. 5,000,000 인사 없어요? 5,000,000, right? And then, as soon as you have 5,000,000?
10,000,000.
Wow, Korean speaking dialect. They like money so much. They can't say all this. 없어요, 5,000,000짜리? 누가? 빌려줘. As soon as you have 5,000,000?
10,000,000.
Oh, 10,000,000 했나 우리가? Okay. As soon as you have 10,000,000, $100, then you're gonna have one desire for what?
100,000.
Huh? 100,000. Oh, shit, 5,000,000. Oh, no, this time I'm not giving you freely. Don't look at me. The retreat I gave you. Today, no. As soon as you have 100,000,000, you have more desire now. You're gonna have how much? Huh?
1,000,000.
와, 누가 천만 했어?
저.
응? You say 1,000,000? 어?
I say 1,000,000.
Oh, you know too much Korean.
You know too much Korean.
As soon as you have 1,000,000, then you're not satisfied again. You're gonna want more, right? You're gonna want more. And then you're gonna say, I wish I have 1. Who said 1?
Oh.
You repent. You repent. You know too much Korean. You think you repent. You're gonna say, oh God, I want it up. Be careful when you have up. You know it up. You'll suffocate. You'll die. Right? Right? You'll try. It up. You'll die. So it up. My point is, thank you, Jesus. I'll give you later. Oh, no. I'll give to you. People think I'm thief. Look, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, you and I, we're same people. We're same human being. Because I'm pastor, do you think I am holier, I am higher, I'm somebody? No. You and I, we're all human beings. As long as you and I, we have the so-called this flesh, we are all same. We're all same. Pastor or non-pastor, doesn't matter. I don't care what title you have. If you're a human being, all same. Listen, our flesh wants more. Our flesh craves more. And we will never be satisfied with money. Zacchaeus was not satisfied. He was rich. He was a wealthy man. The chief tax collector at that time, they collect lots of tax, right? In many cheated ways, so that he was very rich. I'm telling you, money cannot satisfy you. I also tell you, position, power, authority cannot satisfy you. Hallelujah. If power, authority satisfy you, if it satisfies men, then why presidents commit suicide? If money satisfies a man, then why millionaire and billionaire, 사장님, 회장님, other, they commit suicide? Why? You see, that tells us clearly that money and power does not satisfy our soul. Zacchaeus didn't satisfy Zacchaeus. It will not satisfy you. It will not satisfy me. Only one person can satisfy my soul, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. You know, in the States, in America, there is something called Lotto. Lotto. Book one, something like that in Korea. I don't know. Similar. Lotto. You buy with $1. And you check the numbers, and if you get the right, lotto, the number pops up. And then when you win millions of dollars. Guess what? Somebody study all those people who won lotto. All those who play a game and they won millions of dollars in the States, and study, research all those people who won the game. Guess what? All those people were miserable. They end up miserable. When you receive too much money, not by working, it will destroy you. It will destroy you. Listen, if you have money, you have time, you have these two things, money and time, 100% you will be corrupted. There's no exceptions, including pastors. You have money and time, it will corrupt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sorry to talk very harshly about money, but it's the truth. Because in these days, so many people are possessed by this money. Money, money, money. Money, money, and the money got 최고야. No, Jesus is number one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Money cannot satisfy you. So Zacchaeus, he knew that he was not satisfied. Therefore, he said, next verse. He says, I wanted to see who Jesus Christ is. Now that's good news. Gospel starts with this heart, my friend. Gospel starts with this heart. A heart of saying, heart that says, I want to know who Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah. I want to know who Jesus Christ is. You see, God cannot meet you. God cannot bless you until you have a heart for Jesus Christ. Revelation 3:20 says, Behold, I knock the door. I knock the door of your heart. If you hear my voice and open your heart, then I will come in and you come into me. And we will become one. So you need to hear the voice of God. Zacchaeus heard the inner voice. Money cannot satisfy me. The position of power cannot satisfy me. Therefore, I need to see Jesus. So the moment you say, oh, I need to see Jesus, then God will come to you and bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why you're here this afternoon, right? Because you know that nothing can satisfy your soul, and you decided to come to Overflowing Church to worship. God will meet you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We have some visitors. Amen. Welcome. But look at me. Amen. High five. Every time. Okay. Oh, last time high five, I'm like, whoa, whoa.
That's me.
Yeah, both of you, you have very good strength. Amen, amen. So, you have to pray that God will give you desire to see Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Who gives you desire to see Jesus? God. So that's why you have to pray like this. Oh Lord, I want to see you. I want to meet you. I need you. Remember the song? Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. It's too high. Is it high?
No.
One more time. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you have Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, listen. There is a true satisfaction only in Christ. There's content in Christ only. Hallelujah. So Zacchaeus realized, there's a satisfaction in Christ. I want to go see Jesus Christ is. But then there was a stumbling block. Something that blocks you from you to go to Jesus Christ. And that was two things in the Bible. He was short. He was short. Come. He was short. Come. Micah. You like your school? Amen. You're doing good. Very good, huh? Okay. My third son. My first son, Joshua. Second son, Joseph. Third son, Micah. Zacchaeus was short. Now, he's tall now. He's tall for his age. You're 12 years old, right? He's almost the same. See? 12 years old, he's tall. But Zacchaeus was short. Right? Zacchaeus was short. And then there was a crowd. So he was not able to see Jesus. Now, he wanted to see Jesus, but because of his short, he couldn't able to see Jesus. That didn't stop Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus had too strong desire. His desire was way more stronger than the stumbling block. So it didn't stop Zacchaeus. So what did he do? Now, many crowds here. Zacchaeus, what did he do? He ran ahead. There was a crowd. He was short. There was a crowd. Okay. See, people understand better when they see it. Yeah.
You're the crowd. Like this. One more.
Male and female, yeah. Okay, you are the crowd. Alright, now that's Zacchaeus. He's too short. I am Jesus here. I am Jesus, okay? He's too short and the crowd is there. But the Zacchaeus didn't give up. He didn't give up. Now Zacchaeus will run ahead, okay? And then he will meet Jesus. Oh, see? Hallelujah.
Amen.
High five. You can hit hard now. It's okay. Okay. Thank you. Hallelujah. Listen. You have stumbling block because you think you're short, because you think that you don't speak English or you don't speak Korean. You think because you have less education, not enough education, or not enough good family background? It doesn't matter what background you have. It doesn't matter who you are. Listen, nothing can stop you from seeing Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is greater. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. By the way, Jesus Christ knew everything about this story. Jesus knew Zacchaeus even before he was born. Jesus Christ knew Zacchaeus was short. Jesus Christ knew there was a sycamore tree. Hallelujah. Jesus prepared the tree there. You're short? Doesn't matter. Zacchaeus ran and then climbed up the tree. Hallelujah. Climb up the tree. Amen. He ran ahead. Now, brothers and sisters, you want to meet Jesus Christ? Don't just sit there and just cry. Oh, Lord Jesus. Don't just sit there and cry. You need to do something. You need to do something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Zacchaeus didn't just stop there. Oh, there's too much crowd here, and I'm short. Oh, I'm going to give up. I need to go back home. No, he didn't do that. He didn't give up. He ran ahead. Hallelujah. He ran ahead, and he climbed a sycamore tree. He climbed a tree. Listen, brothers and sisters, what is stopping you? What is stopping you? Fear? Do you have fear? Go. Rise above the fear. You understand? When you climb the tree, you are above the crowd. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are above the world. Amen?
Amen.
You are above the obstacles. So you climb. What is sycamore tree? Church is a sycamore tree. We help you to rise up to see Jesus better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastors are sycamore tree. Amen. You use me. You use Rachel. You use all these leaders and servants of the Old Point Church so that you can receive help to get to know Jesus Christ better.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when do we do that? Not only Sundays. Sundays we have worship. Yes, but that is not everything, right? Every morning we have early morning prayer and we serve you as a sycamore tree. So you can climb. We are the tree and you can climb us. Go above and see Jesus Christ. Saturdays, 3 p.m. 7:30 p.m. we have Bible study. That's a sycamore tree. You come, you learn, and you grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, Brother Reddy, when he shared testimony, one thing he feel bad is because of this heavy work schedule and busy work schedule, he wasn't able to make to the Saturday Bible study, right? That's what he's missing. And that's what he's feel bad about it. You wish you can go back and have that time, right? See, that was a very important time. Oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. There's a church here that would like to help you, for you to get better with your faith, with your relationship with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Use us. Amen?
Amen.
We are here to help you. Betty, amen? We are here to help you. When you can able to come join the early morning prayer, you come and pray. God will bless you more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Next. Jesus was coming that way. Praise the Lord. The gospel is, good news is, Jesus Christ knew everything about this. He planned to meet Zacchaeus at that time, at that place. He came. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is here now. He's passing through. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to sit there? No. You are going to call on his name. Lord Jesus, I'm here. Hello. And if he doesn't respond, then you go up to the tree. You go up the chair. Hello, Jesus, look at me. He doesn't respond, you jump. Hallelujah. Be active, not passive. Here is what's fascinating. Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus. Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus. Now let me tell you, let me ask you a question. How did Jesus knew the name Zacchaeus? Did anybody told Jesus before?
No.
Nobody knew that Jesus was going to meet Zacchaeus. Nobody knew. Nobody told Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, he knows everything.
Amen.
Come on. If I say he knows, you say everything. You shout. You ready? Ready? Yes. Jesus knows
everything.
This side is more powerful. We'll just try. Competition. Jesus knows
everything.
Jesus knows
everything.
Call from your heart. Okay, together, go. Jesus knows. Ready? 시작. Jesus knows
everything.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that Jesus even counts the number of our hair. Oh, is it possible to count the numbers of your hair?
No.
One, two, oops, miss. One, two. You can never count the numbers of your hair. But Jesus is interested that much about you. Jesus loves you that much. Jesus
Amen.
Counts all the numbers of hair. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you think Jesus is boring? Do you think Jesus has too much time? No. That much, he loves you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the way, when you go to see a doctor, there's a doctor who checks about your examine, about your body condition, your health condition. How? Just take a few hair out, and then there's a way to test about your, what vitamins are missing in your body, what minerals are missing, okay? What's the balance? They check everything about your health condition with your hair. No wonder why Bible says, I count the numbers of your hair, meaning that Jesus Christ knows everything about you. Your past, present, future. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus knows about your every cells in your body. There are billions of cells in your body. Jesus knows every tiny little bit of your cell. He knows everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He knows your weakness. He knows that you're a human being. You fail and you fall. It's okay, my brothers and sisters. You can rise up because he knows about you.
Amen.
And he knows you, that you're a human being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just rise up and start calling on his name again. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I want you to hear this voice this afternoon. Jesus is calling your name. Zacchaeus. Max. Micah. He knows your name. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, He knows my name. Is that song?
Yes.
Yeah. You have the song, right?
He
knows my name. He knows my everything.
He sees.
He sees what I na 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 na. He knows my name. Everybody, come on, ready? Go, go, 잠깐.
없어요?
Ready? Clint, you can lead it, sir. He knows my name. He knows my every thought.
He sees
his
tears.
He sees his tears that fall.
And
hears
me.
Hears my name. One more time. He knows my name. Here we go. He knows my name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, He calls your name because He knows you. He knows you. He knows everything about you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He knows about your weaknesses. Brothers and sisters, if you have visa problem, He knows that you have visa problem. But don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Where there's the end, dead end. In America, we call it dead end. Whereas you drive and you hit the dead end. It's the end. It's not the end of your life. Where there's a dead end, there's another way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where there's a dead end, there's another way.
Amen.
In the Bible, God said, I will never test or give trials to my children beyond what they can bear. When I give tests and trials to my children, Jesus says, I will also make a way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You and I, we have no right to complain to God. God, why me? Why my life is like this? No. Jesus knows exactly what He's doing. He knows exactly what He's doing because He knows everything.
Amen.
He is omniscient, meaning He knows everything. He is omnipotent, meaning
Amen.
He can do all things. He is omnipresent, meaning that He is everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ is good and all the time. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus says, I know who you are, Zacchaeus. And next, not only that, He says, I must stay in your house.
Amen.
Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. And you say, my house, Jesus? Did I hear it right? My house? Yes, your house. Oh, by the way, I didn't clean up today my house. My pallet is everywhere. And then I didn't clean up the floor. It dust is everywhere. And the leftover food, it smells everywhere. Oh, my socks is everywhere. Oh, I'm not sure if I can have you in my house. That's called religion. Oh, I need to do something in order to accept my Jesus. No. Jesus says, no, you don't have to clean up anything. Just leave the mess as it is. I will go and clean up for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will go and clean up for you.
Amen.
I will go and do laundry. I will do dishwash for you.
Mm.
I will clean up your mess. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the gospel.
Amen.
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 What does this mean that I will be your house? What does this mean? God is Jesus Christ. Jesus is saying, I will enter into Zacchaeus. I am not interested just to talk blessings to you. No, I'm interested. I love you so much. That I'm interested for me to enter into your being. Come. Oh, my friend, please understand this gospel. You have to understand this gospel. Because in your times of trial and difficulties, if you remember this, this will help you to rise up again. This will help you not to give up. Remember this. Let's say I am Jesus. Let's say this is you. Jesus loves all of you so much.
Amen.
I love you and I want to live in him because I love him so much. Now, if you love somebody, do you want to live with him?
Yes.
Do you want to live with her?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Melo, do you?
Yes.
Why are you asking me that question? I love my wife, I want to be with her all the time, right? Because you love her, you want to be with her, right? If you can, you want to enter into your heart being, right?
Yes.
Is that true?
True.
Yes.
God loves you so much that God wants to enter into us.
Amen.
Let's say I'm Jesus, I want to enter into him. Now how can I enter? How can I enter him? How? Oh, my friend, look at it. For me to enter into his being, I need to come first as a human, as a man. That's Jesus. And Jesus died on the cross for our sin, for his sins. And he rose again from the dead. When he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven and he came back on the day of Pentecost. He came back as the
life-giving spirit.
A life-giving
spirit.
The Spirit. He came back as the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon 120 people. Holy Spirit came into.
Amen.
In. Holy Spirit is in me, in him, not in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you say, Lord Jesus, I accept you, Holy Spirit will come into your being.
Amen.
And Holy Spirit will remind you. Holy Spirit will encourage you. He will guide you. He will empower you. He will be your friend forever and ever.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is not there. Kingdom of God is in you.
Amen.
Kingdom of God is in me.
Amen.
Jesus is not there. He's also there, yeah, but the good news is that Jesus is in me.
Amen.
He's in my spirit.
Amen.
Jesus and I, we are one.
Amen.
That's the good news. That's what he's saying. Jesus says, Zacchaeus, I'm going to be in your house now. Oh, I want to go into your being now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Jesus Christ had to come in, man, had to die, had to rose again, and he came back as a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spirit is in you.
Amen.
Do you feel it?
Amen.
Let me feel it. Yes, you do. Oh, Lord Jesus. Talk to the person next to you. Is spirit in you?
Spirit in you?
Yes, of course.
Do you feel it?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you feel it?
Amen.
The moment you say, Lord Jesus, he will come.
Amen.
He will come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, he's so good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's so good. He's good all the time. Amen.
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 So, Zacchaeus, what did he do? Now, this is the climax. This is the conclusion. Jesus said, I must stay at your house. And Zacchaeus said, welcome. Jesus gladly. Repeat after me. Welcome.
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 If Jesus is here and he would like to come, I want to stay in your house. You say, welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Jesus feels really good because he says, welcome. Now say, you're not welcome. I want to be at your house.
You're not welcome.
No.
Do you want to make Jesus like this? Or do you want to make Jesus? Which is better? Then why people are not welcoming Jesus? Because they don't know who Jesus Christ is. They don't know who Jesus Christ is. Oh, Jesus is passing now here. Would you welcome him? Dear brothers and sisters, would you welcome him?
Amen.
Who would like to welcome Jesus? And you say, I want to welcome him. He loves me that much. He died for me on the cross. He rose again and he's the Spirit now. Just stand. You want to welcome? You stand. He knows my name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have a maker. He formed my heart. Let's sing this song together.